There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hope you're having a great day. Braves, Padres tonight, and we now know who the starter is going to be, as Chris Sale is not going to be available in this series. Mike and I have been talking about it, and listen, A.J. Smith-Shawver, let's see what happens. Let's see what he gives us tonight. But again, I think that this is not just a flyby night kind of decision where you just, whoever. They thought about this.
Yeah, and certainly, like, a three-game series, Carl, you're on a short leash. So if he gets shellacked, and unfortunately the bullpen has been stretched because of the nature of the rainouts and the compressed schedule, and then, of course, we had to go through the double dip. You guys saw it. But, yeah, I thought yesterday you and I were chatting during the game. I just felt we really missed Minter, in that eighth. Yeah. No disrespect to Joe Jimenez, but Minter would have been the setup guy whenever, And I don't, by the way, I don't even fault. Guys want to get on Snicker. This is the old, you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. If you don't roll Schwellenbach out when he's only given up three hits, he gave up a double. You pulled him. You brought in Jimenez. Jimenez couldn't hold his water. But then if Jimenez comes out there and stinks it up, right, then you're going to kill Snicker for not leaving Schwellenbach in.
True.
Only giving up three hits.
Yeah, I think, and again, the Padres do own the season series. It's 4-3, but I think we forget. Guys, we went out there and beat them right before the All-Star break, 2-3, okay? So it's not like, again, you can say, well, who was pitching? When you go back, Schwellenbach actually pitched the first game of that San Diego series. Sale also pitched, which he's not available. But the fact of the matter is we've beaten them. It's not like they're unbeatable. And, even though they've had a great second half of the season. But the Smith-Shawver decision, a lot of guys are freaking out just because, Mike, they feel like, okay, this is the kiss of death.
Well,
or whatever.
It's not optimal. I'm like, I got to be honest with you. It's not optimal by any stretch. I mean, number one would have been Chris Sale. Now, all of a sudden, he's banged up. It is what it is. And you can't go with Fried because he just pitched. Ronaldo Lopez, I guess, is going to be good to go. But it's just, it's this is in no way is this optimal. But I just think you just hope you can catch some. Look, I know guys want to hear luck, I use that in a sentence. But, yeah, you hope you catch a break. Maybe the Padres. I was just laughing. Carl was laughing. I just read this article in the San Diego, was it Tribune Union Pudwhacker?
Yeah.
And they go, Padres are loaded, but baseball is fickle. Oh, nice. Real edgy column. Chris,
nice
real edgy article there in San Diego. Ooh, baseball's fickle. You don't say.
I like our chances only because nobody expects us to do anything. And I always like that. Last year we were the best team in baseball by a long ways, and we weren't able to get it done. Nobody expects us to do anything. So, That's a good – for me, that's where I want to be, and let's see what happens tonight. More on this coming up. Grant's going to join us later. We'll talk about the lineups and much more. This hour is brought to you by All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors. Before we get to an NFL blitz, we've been talking about Kirby, who spoke about, Milroe and the Bama game. They have to shift gears and start getting ready for Auburn, which they are. But I want you to hear Carson Beck, Mike, talking about mistakes that were made in this game. And I have a question for you. Let me hear Carson first.
I think it was a challenging thing. I think we just made mistakes. That was all it was. We had some, busts and certain concepts, and we didn't run the right things. And, it is what it is. It's just part of the game. And then they stopped us whenever we, needed to convert. And, that's football.
All right. Do you have more confidence after this game on Saturday night with Bama? or less in Carson Beck? More or less? He made a lot of mistakes. Then he made a lot of good plays. Is your confidence level more?
Can we do it like zero being no confidence?
Give it to me.
Five. I'm right where I started. I think he showed you some moxie. But, I mean, you can certainly, you know, play loose when you're down by four scores. It's a little bit easier.
It is easier. Oh, more or less?
Slightly above five. I guess I'll say six. I guess I was more impressed with what he did in coming back than I was less impressed with what he did the first half. But I still have some doubts in what I saw from him in the first half.
I'm with you. And I'm with Mike on this, by the way. I'm at a five. I can't go higher than that. Turtle, where are you at? More or less confidence in Carson Beck?
I'm at a one. He blew it.
Yeah. Look, it's everything.
He blew it.
Everything we talked about.
He blew it, guys. And you're telling me that he's going to go tit for tat with either Quinn Ewers or Arch Manning? You have to win that game. You can't lose it.
And this is why I'm asking. Right. Guys, he's talking about the mistakes that were made and some of the play calls and the routes and all of that. Here's what we saw Saturday night, and this is what it gets back to. And Mike and I will get to a blitz here in a second. You got to make big plays. You can't make mistakes. And every time they were driving the field where it felt like they were going to do something, he turned the ball over. Guys, he was responsible for four turnovers, a lost fumble, and three picks. And oh, by the way, the one at the end of the game was a chance to win the game.
Right. Now, Cam Ward, different set of circumstances because you're in a half-empty Hard Rock against the mediocre Virginia Tech team, but he had a brutal day himself.
He did.
But then he came back and was able to rally and get it done. That's what you're expected to do. Now, Cam, you could say, look, if I'm Carson Beck, I got it back. I got it back, guys. And you just gave it back. All of a sudden, Reynolds is like a joystick in a video game, and you let him get right down the field. I just felt that Georgia, and this is also about Kirby. Let's not get Kirby off the hook on this. You had 2 weeks to prepare for this, and this is what you came out with?
Mm.
And also, we said this earlier for guys who missed it with Bobo. Okay, all of a sudden it turned into now we're going to play like we're going to throw haymakers at each other. Why don't you stick with your game plan? You could be down two scores and still run the football. I just thought they hit the chicken switch and tried to go vertical way too early in that first half.
I did too. I thought they were the nervousness was showing, right? Okay, we're down 14. Oh, crap, we're down 21. We got to No, you don't. Stick to the plan. There's plenty of time on the clock. Pat says, put them up. See, Dukes, he says, tell Turtle, you can definitely lose the Texas game. 10-2, Georgia still gets in the playoffs. This is true. But is it just 10-2? Like, we're discounting Tennessee. Like, yeah. There are other games on this schedule that are going to matter.
Right. Now, Tennessee, so now you get them at home, and that does, you know, give you some advantage. But their defense is certainly better than anything anyone expected. And then, you know, yes, we're in uncharted territory, 12 teams in the playoffs. Where does Georgia sit? You know, what if you got three teams in the pack in the Big Ten that only have one loss? You know, and then Georgia could be going on the road to Oregon. I mean, that'd be ironic. Play Dan Lanning.
Crazy.
Could be going on the road to play Penn State. These are the things we talked about, which, you know, now it's a completely different animal. And you've lost the bye, and you've lost everything you were setting. You're setting yourself up. I think what dog fans expected, Texas game becomes huge.
It is. It has been huge.
Huger.
Yeah, it becomes huger.
More huge.
Huge, more huge. Bigger. Big O. Let's get to an NFL Blitz. NFL Blitz brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. We talked about the games last night. Dolphins in a quandary because they have no quarterback. Obviously, Seattle's better than we thought. Geno's playing well. But the Lions, Mike, and here's where I'm at. Three best teams right now in the NFL. Three best teams? You willing to say Ravens? You willing to say Lions? And you willing to say who? Chiefs? Because they're 4-0?
Well, I just think the Chiefs are winning without even having their offense right.
It's crazy.
You know, I mean, that's – and this is, you know, the old argument. Just, you know, be the number one seed. Everyone comes to Arrowhead. You win another Super Bowl. And you'll eventually figure it out, including Kelce, who slowly – you know, he had his best game all season last week.
Are you willing to say the Steelers? They're 3-1.
No. No, because they can't get in a shootout. You saw that.
You willing to say the Texans? They're 3-1.
No, he's C.J. Stroud, and maybe there's an adjustment to what the league is doing to him and how some of the looks they're throwing at him defensively, but they're not scoring points like they did last year.
Commanders are 3-1.
There will be an equilibrium will get reached with that team, but I'll tell you what, they smacked Arizona around, and they look good. I know some people say they don't feel that defense is elite, but I think they can get better.
The other team we're leaving out, sorry Vikings fans, is the Vikings.
And why?
Because
Darnold looks
great. Yeah, 4-0. I just throw that out there.
That's the
say.
London game against the Jets, by the way, Sunday morning.
Yes, it is. Early start.
Oh, by the way, real quick, Chris, put me on now before it goes up. 2.5, Vikings.
I'm on it too.
There you go. Done. I saw that today. You know it's going to go up.
No, I'm on it. I totally agree with you.
Right. Vikings are laying 2.5 against the Jets on the road.
It's funny. We talked about it on the podcast today, Mike, about the Vikings defense and Brian Flores. Dude.
Love his aggressiveness.
And you know what? He don't care who.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
You are. He's blitzing. I mean, I know we've done a really good job with our defense, but the Vikings are another surprise team, we're just talking about.
You don't believe in Seattle with Geno at the end of the day in the playoffs? I just don't.
Well, they went on the road and scored 29 again last night against the Lions in a tough place to play. I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt. Again, their defense, I think, got exposed because that Lions offense is so good. Seattle might win that division. I don't think it's the Rams because they got so many injuries to overcome. We don't know McCaffrey, and when he's coming back, the Cardinals, to me, are a lost cause. Y'all can tell me whatever you want. The Cardinals right now offensively are not a good football team, and with Kyler Murray, and we thought that was going to be so dynamic with Marvin Harrison Jr., right. Just hasn't been that. Seattle right now, to me, is the most complete team in that division.
But again, it's just so early. We all want to – again, we're having fun kind of spitballing it. But one thing for certain, you know, Tampa Bay – you know, has shown some punch, and they got beat by the Bucs. We're not even close. You could argue that if we ever get in sync on offense, we're a team that could really go places, but we're not there yet, just like half the NFC.
I agree with that, man. And that's why this Bucs game is big on Thursday night. We are going to talk about it, continue to break it down leading into Thursday. Matter of fact, Rick Stroud's going to stop by. We'll go behind enemy lines a little bit later on to talk to him about why this Bucs version, this team, has had success so far this season.
Cowboys and Eagles. Eagles are, who knows? What are the odds that Sirianni's going to make it to Halloween or Thanksgiving as head coach? Real quick nugget, Devontae Adams likes a social media post that says that, Antonio Pierce likes a social media post suggesting the Raiders could be trading Devontae Adams. And then, of course, has to explain it. Why would you do that?
I don't know. I mean, he's done some curious things already, you know. Mike, you're making business decisions.
Yeah, alienate your locker room halfway through the first quarter of the season.
I don't get that, but the Adams talk, I think there's something there. And
it said, don't be surprised if Davante Adams has already played his last snap with the Raiders. It's from an SI thing that apparently Pierce likes.
Well, that's silly to him to like it, but I guess obviously he agrees with it. Where does he go? Jets? Where does he
Everybody keeps reuniting with Aaron Rodgers. You know, I think there's a couple other squads that, you know would look great in a Falcon uniform, Davante Adams. Now we don't have the coin, don't have the money. I'm just saying.
You're right, though.
As we're talking about, as everyone's debating what we are, what we aren't, the knock outside of Atlanta on our receiver room was it's not that impressive. And maybe it isn't.
As much as Darnell has done, right, I feel like, Mike, this thing hasn't opened up, and this is why I get back to the pit stuff, because you have not had to go into a game and say, we have to defend eight.
Or Cousins just can't be crisp enough yet to go and get the ball out on schedule, or these guys, see, it's a chicken and the egg. Are the guys not open, he's not seeing them, or he just can't get the ball to him on time?
We'll continue this conversation with Wes Durham, the voice of our Atlanta Falcons. He's going to join us next. We'll talk some college football as well. Stay right there on a Tuesday. Braves start their playoff series tonight with the Padres. A.J. Smith-Shawver gets the start for our Bravos. We'll talk more about that coming up. This hour, again, brought to you by All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors. Joining us right now, the voice of our Atlanta Falcons, Wes Durham. And Wes, you know, we always want to beat the Saints. And by the way, I thought it was a great call with the field goal to finish the game, because that emotion, and you hear it in the crowd at Mercedes-Benz, everybody just goes bananas. But let's talk about, you know, this to be what we expect to be, there are still things we've got to get corrected. Third downs, we were 4 of 11 on third downs, and we went into this game last week talking about, hey, trying to be better on third downs. Tell me what you saw and what you thought about this game, specifically from our offense and the Saints defense and what was going on.
Well, I thought they keyed on Robinson, first of all. I thought they had a plan. Bijan had come in the ball game. His previous two games, the Kansas City and the Philadelphia game, he had touched the ball 18 times in each game, right? And his yards per touch, if you will, varied between Carl, not only what he was doing in rushing, but also in receiving. And I think that's something to keep in mind as we go forward. Teams are starting to look at Robinson in a completely different light than maybe we were looking at him, you know, in those first couple of games. I want to go back to my card here to make sure I got this right. He was averaging on a whole 4.9 yards per touch, 4.2 rushing, 7.6 receiving. And it looked to me that New Orleans was not going to let Bijan Robinson kind of dictate the run game. And then when, as Arch calls in, the human bowling ball came in there, right, I thought Algier changed the dynamic of the ball game, really in both rushing and passing, by his ability to just eat up yards. And it's similar to what he did, I want to say it was 2 years ago, when he had 139 yards, which was his career high against New Orleans. You know, he came into the game, it was 2022, 17 carries, 139, a touchdown for Algier. I thought Algier dictated to them when he came in the game in the second half. But for me, to your question on third down, I think Atlanta has got to be – first of all, I think they got to start faster on third down. I think you've got to find, you know, the friendly targets, as Kirk Cousins also refers to guys at times. I think you got to find the friendly target if you're going to throw the ball. I actually believe in some of the old school methodology here, I actually think second down converts third down for you. And as much as we're frustrated by third down, I haven't looked at the second down numbers yet, but I bet the second down numbers are pretty interesting too. So I'd want to take a look at those and in relationship, and I'm sure they're doing all that as they normally do. But second down for me, especially Thursday night, I think is going to be pretty important as well.
It's our man Wes Drewham, the king of the money shots here on the waitfor.com hotline. And that's the thing. You know, Wes, we were talking about this before you came on, and guys keep asking us, and I said, look, this is our first experience seeing what, you know, Zach Robinson, his offense looks like. And I think there'll be an evolution to that, because this is his first time doing it. But I know that nobody in the organization is going to say that Kirk's not 100%, but maybe he's still not 100%, and some of these things will be better once he's able to get things off on schedule and move around and have better mobility. You buy any of that?
No, I think we're getting what we're getting, Mike. I mean, sure, it's possible, but for me, I think this is what he is, and I think he's, you know, completing at a fairly high percentage, right? I mean, he's hitting right at this point 64%. That's a low number for him, but I thought the other day, you know, he had moments where he was pretty in rhythm. I think guys that are playing hard for him, I think that's the one thing I notice. I think what Darnell Mooney's doing is, I mean, Darnell Mooney was off to the best start in his career. You know, he had 12 receptions in the first three ball games going into Sunday. And then he turns around, and not only is the PI call on the final drive a big call, but it seems like Mooney's making, you know, A++ effort to get balls completed. I think London's doing the same too. And I think the run game is growing. I'm going to be interested to see on the short week what's under the trunk this week, to be honest.
Because Bijan's banged up. Because, you know, you mentioned getting Algier. Bijan, he shows up with a hamstring on the injury report. That's why, you know, it's good that Algier is always ready to go.
Yeah, no question. And I think it'll be interesting to see the inactives on Thursday night, too, to see if McClellan is up, right? If there's concern about where Robinson might be, and do you, you know, let Jace McClellan debut as a running back, or do you trust Avery Williams back there, right, who's more than just obviously a return guy? So I think the injury thing on the short week, the turnaround, Anderson, to me, I have no feel for it, haven't heard much about it, and they signed Rashawn Evans today to the practice squad. I'm sure you guys have talked about that. That, for me, is an indicator that maybe Troy Anderson is not going to be a go, but that's just me. Again, I haven't heard from anybody on that.
All right. As far as the defense, man, these guys are playing good. I mean, look, we can talk about the offensive situation, but this defense is playing good, Wes.
Yeah. Yeah, they are. And it's fun to watch too, right, Carl?
I mean,
Mike Hughes, you know, we spent all offseason talking about the corner opposite AJ Terrell. Bell had 35 guys that he wanted in here opposite AJ Terrell.
By the way, we did tell Mike Hughes that too. He'll say, look, and the coaching staff believed in you, and now we know why.
Last week we did. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I always appreciate the candor and the, you know, transparency you guys do your show with. Because, Mike, you know, when you're wrong, you'll say you're wrong, and I respect that.
Thank you, Wes.
And Mike didn't punch you, did he?
No, he got a kick out of it. No, but he kind of got a kick there because, like, we're saying, like, you know, this guy, he's been out of football. What's he going to do and all this? In the last 2 years, they've seen him develop and get healthier, and now he's been the man.
Well, Wes, and I'm sure you've talked about this a little bit on the broadcast, but it's a long season, so I know you're pulling stories here and there. This guy was a dog in college, man. He was one of the top. I mean, he's a first-round pick. I mean, people, I think, forget the talent level. I'm not talking about what he does on this team, but that's kind of where I was last week. Is like, this guy was a first-round pick. You know, at UCF, he was a return guy, corner. He could do it all. So
no question. And I think that's what you have to remember. You know, it's funny. Ben Hartsock played for the Falcons, you know, several years ago, and he does some stuff with SiriusXM now. I occasionally hear Ben say, you know, things change when you got four kids and a mortgage and you're playing football for a living, right? You know, and I think Mike is a guy who I agree with you about the health portion of this, too. And I also think, too, there's a comfort level and a culture level to having Jerry Gray still on this staff, right? I mean, Jimmy Lake is doing a marvelous job, but Jerry Gray's been that guy back there. And, you know, they got a really good defensive staff. And I was more impressed with Jimmy Lake. Knowing a little bit about what he did with the Rams, but also knowing about his tenure at Washington and how interesting that was. It didn't end well for him, but at the same time, a lot of people out in the Pacific Northwest had a lot of positive things to say about Jimmy Lake as a coach and a person, and I think that's been transparent to it. And I think the other part about this, in all honesty, is I look at the staff Raheem's put together. I mean, you talk about Mike Hughes being a dog. Barrett Rood was a dog. Lance Schulters was a dog, right? I mean, Jerry Gray picked Arch in a game. So, I mean, you know, you got guys who were playmakers as players. And so I'm excited about where that defense is going. I mean, Dave and I did mention it. I mean, their red zone – now, granted, New Orleans got a couple touchdowns there, but their red zone defense, Carl, was as good as it's been here in about a dozen years going into that ball game Sunday.
No.
And that'll be a huge test up Thursday night because, I mean, Tampa still got Mike Evans, right? I mean, they still got players, Godwin too, and, you know, they'll figure it out. And they're running the ball with Bucky Irving out of Oregon and Rashad White still on their roster. So I think it'll be an interesting challenge for the defense. But there is one little number in this game on Thursday that I want to tell you guys about, and that is Cousins against the blitz. I got an analytic sent to me, and it's Kirk Cousins against the blitz. And it's a fascinating stat because what does Tampa do and what do we know Tampa will do? They're going to blitz, right? Well, Kirk Cousins is one of the best passing quarterbacks in the NFL against the blitz. How is Tampa and, you know, how are they going to measure that? I think that's a really, really, really interesting part of what tomorrow might be, or Thursday rather might be. I really do. And I'm curious to see, you know, if Tampa brings it more than a third of the time, which has been their track record here, how does that look? And, you know, we'll see. I think that portion of the game on Thursday night is the one right now that's got my curiosity piqued the most, I think.
Wes and Arch love the call, guys. Pregame, by the way, we got a special show 2 to 4. We'll be having fun over at the Nest at Signia over there. Beautiful hotel right off the north side. And then pregame, we'll move forward. Yes.
Wow.
Beautiful.
Okay.
You got to see it, Wes. They get like it's like a miniature version of Mercedes-Benz, you know, with like the Halo board with TVs on both sides. It's magical.
No kidding, really?
Yeah, it's great. Great view. Cool. Good wings. I recommend the lemon pepper, but I digress. All right, Wes, let's talk about what we talked about a lot the last couple of seasons. That's Pitts. I mean, we know that he just got to be a bigger part of the offense. And I don't know what a Zach Robinson offense looks like. Maybe they're going to use a more traditional role. We just draft him to be kind of something special. And what's going on? Where do you fall on where this is in the usage rate? Some of this is because we're not keeping the ball long enough to get him more involved. Is that a legitimate argument?
I don't know. I'm holding judgment on this because I want to see how, you know, maybe the first third of this plays out. But 8 catches, 105 yards, and a touchdown in week one is not what we were thinking, right? And I think health is okay. I mean, I've been given no, he hadn't shown up on the report as far as I can tell and things of that nature. So, yeah, I think there is some of that. But I want to, I do want to see him be productive. I think he is a weapon for sure in what Atlanta can do. But it hasn't gelled yet. There doesn't seem to be rhythm to it, Mike, in my opinion. Does that make sense?
Yep.
I mean, I think you're getting, I said earlier, Mooney's making plays. I mean, you got London. I think Drake's off to a great start. How much of that is the way he's being covered? How much of that is, you know, where Kirk is finding him? You know, those type things. They're throwing the ball to Robinson a little bit, you know, but this is Kyle Pitts, and this is a guy who's got immense talent. And I think it's going to be really interesting to see. But if you told me through 4 games Darnell Mooney would have double the catches practically Kyle Pitts does, I would have told you no way. But that's, in fact, what the case is. And they have the same number of touchdowns, but Mooney's got 15 catches to Pitts' 8. So there's going to be a breakout point at some point here, I think. I'm as anxious as anybody to see it happen for sure.
All right, my man, we got to run. Great stuff, as always. We look forward to Thursday, and you guys can listen to Dave and Wes right here on Sports Radio 92.9 again.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, man.
Looked like Squidbilly was going to jump out of the booth like a flying squirrel when the field goal got hit. I saw that video.
Don't go there, Wes.
What? The bow cam video. They call it booth cam. We kind of refer to it as bow cam.
I'm the meat man.
What was that? Say that again.
Said I'm the meat man. Bo cam. My cam.
Yeah. Hey, Bell, you want to talk about Saturday night in Dallas? Or
no,
we
no, 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 to see
no,
here.
No. We got to roll. We got to roll. Wes, thank you so much. Have a great call.
Take care, guys.
You see too, you. Brother. You too.
By the way,
I'm
Wes,
the meat man.
Wes referring to DJU, and it was a brutal loss, and I couldn't bet against Florida State. I told you they were going to win. DJU's out, by the way. They're going to have to go to somebody else.
No, he's been out. Play. He's been out, Mike.
He's been out all season.
He's been out all year. He hadn't played a lick. All right, man. Coming up, we got Yeah Man, No Man. Braves in action tonight. It's going to be interesting. We're going to talk more about that. Stay here. It's Dukes and Bell. It is Dukes and Bell. Coming up, we are going to talk more about the Dogs. Carson Beck says he's got to be better. That starts this week against Auburn. Also, we'll go behind enemy lines in the 6 o'clock hour. Rick Stroud covers the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He does a tremendous job. We'll find out what's going on with those guys. Thanks to Wes Durham for stopping by. What do they call that thing in the what do they call that camera in there? What did he say?
Wes said they call it Bocam.
Oh.
I think it was on the Falcons. Was it Falcons Twitter feed on X or whatever you call it? We don't say X. But anyway, it's the reaction to the winning field goal from coup, and you see Bo in the middle between Archie West, like, woo! He's going bananas, as we all were.
We were.
But it's just kind of funny. And for a minute, like Bo was going to take flight.
Check that out if you've not had a chance to see it. That's what West was alluding to. Let's get to Yeah Man, No Man. Turtle, what is going on today, my man?
Well, in honor of BoCam, I'm going to start by giving you a full weather update, followed by a recap of the last 24 hours of my life, hour by hour, and then we'll segue into some neighbor talk. How about that,
I'm
guys?
I'm paid to talk.
Yeah. So let's get right into it.
We just had fun. It was a fun video. Now it's going to get back to Bo on the morning shift, Carl. Like the telephone game. It'll sound 10 times worse.
I'm a man. I can tell you that.
See, it'll sound 10 times worse by the time it gets back to him.
No. I'm with you. But I suggest we just get into what you need to talk
about.
Yes. Yeah, he's got Louis and Gucci and all that. He's fine, man.
He does.
I'm not worried about him. All right.
No one wins with show-on-show violence. Back to you, Chris.
All right. So one guy that was asked a very specific question yesterday in the Braves celebration, I thought brought up a really good point. Luke Jackson was interviewed by our good friend Maria Martin, and she asked him if this year's team resembles the vibes of 2021.
It takes series like this to come closer. So, I mean, I think battle-tested, a bunch of hard games, and everyone down in the dumps and everyone to the highs of highs, and it takes you to feel a little bit of both sides to really understand what it takes to get there. And, I mean, I blew a crucial game against L.A., and, you know, you get real low, and Matic comes and saves me again, and you watch the highs of highs, and now it's just this massive, you know, everyone kind of takes those energies and those things and uses it to propel you through great postseason. So, I mean, hopefully these games are a turning point of just guys that really, like, knowing, like, hey, you can lose some games, win some games, but, you know, as long as you stay right there, this team can win a lot of games.
I mean, look, Urshela is a good fielding third baseman, and hopefully he catches some magic, but Austin Riley was coming into his own in 21, and, you know, Dansby had a great year. Ozzie was there. Of course, Ozzie's back. And Freddie's Freddie. You know, Matt Olson's had big moments for this team, Carl, but, I mean, can he deliver some, put the team on my back and let me get you a couple of RBIs, some big, big hits in this series against San Diego?
It's just hard to compare, man. I mean, it just is. Like, if this team goes on a run and we get some magic, as I've been saying, and you need some of that. That team had some magic, by the way. You had really good players, but you also got some timely hitting and things that you need. If that happens, then this team's run is this team's run. 21 is 21. We will forever love the moment and where you were and how it felt. And, like, we come up short so many times. Mike talks about it. You know, if you've been here for 30 years and you're saying, hey, we should have 5 or 6 of these damn things. But the fact is, like, this year is this year. I got to wait to see how this shakes out. I don't think you can rekindle any of that magic, which is why I said when AA went out and tried to acquire some of these guys that were on this team in 21, it doesn't work that way, guys. That's not how sports works. So with that said, I'm going to give them, this team, the leeway to say, hey, whatever happens with this team, I'll respect it. I'll watch it. I'll cheer it on. But 21, I cannot compare that because it was just incredible.
Yeah, there are some folk hero types on this team, which does make it fun. Your Grant Holmeses of the world, your Schwellenbachs of the world, guys that have really come up and made a name for themselves this season and done it in a big way. So I get where comparisons could be made, but I think you guys are right. Let's not try to project a World Series title on this team.
Well, Mike mentioned this real quick, Chris, while we're talking about that team, okay, not only had attitude from the everyday guys, we had the night shift. We had the best bullpen in baseball, period. And there was attitude that went along with swagger, that went along with performance, that went along with clutch hitting, that went along with clutch pitching. Right. Like, this team's not that. You haven't had the makeup of guys to create that on this team. Now, I will tell you, that's what a lot of people think the Padres are. Right. They got a lot of attitude. They got a great lineup. They got a really good bullpen. Like, those are the things that we had knowing going into the playoffs. You're going to have a tough time getting us out of here. Nobody feels that way. And that's why I can't make that comparison.
All right. Somebody else that is making a comparison to himself, of himself, by himself, is Ben Simmons. He went on the Yes Network for his preseason interview, and he said, quote, "I think people forget me as a player when I'm healthy. I can play basketball. I'm pretty good." Yeah, man, no man. You like the swelling bravado from Ben Simmons going into this year?
I mean, it's just, dude, just, can you be a guy that can, you know, earn the money and just not be a punchline to a joke? work on your jump shots. You know, just it's just it's the fact that a guy's going to make more money than almost half the guys in their cars altogether listening are going to make in their lifetime. And he's such a bum, and he's such a flake.
Bum.
And he just you know, if you don't like the NBA, this guy's the poster child for why you might not like it. You know,
I'm with you. Where's he at still? Is he still with the Nets? Where's he at?
Yeah, he's in Brooklyn. And I can give you over the last 5 years, he's played 58, 0, 42, 15, and 50.
Well, Mike likes to say stealing money. That's stealing money.
He makes Zion sound like Lou Gehrig.
Cal Ripken. I mean, seriously.
The Iron Man. No, I mean, look, whatever. I just felt that it's, you know, we saw him in that series. It's so funny. It seems like it's like a decade ago when we beat the Sixers in Philadelphia and him passing on the flush.
Yep.
I mean, it's like that's everything you need to know about a guy in one moment. That's his career.
All right. Before we go, I got to mention this because I hate this. So before Colorado went out and smashed UCF 48-21, Paul Feinbaum, take him with whatever you want, he called out Deion. He said Deion and the program are not fulfilling their big potential. They're doing a lot of talking, not a lot of backing it up.
How many losses they got? One?
Yeah, they lost to Nebraska. That's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
At Nebraska.
Then they won again, and then he took it back. He went on ESPN today and retracted his statement, citing egg on his face for how he talked about Deion. If you're going to call him out, stand by your word. I don't like this from Feinbaum at all, especially because of the gravitas that he has at that network. Who does he have to apologize to? Yeah, man, no, man. You like it or not?
I think you and I, Carl, joke around all the time about this. I mean, look, Skip Bayless never comes back from all the stupid stuff he's thrown out there. You throw it out there, you keep it. Don't retract it. Just run with it. I think, if anything, sometimes, you know, as we like to say, we'll admit when we're wrong. And I don't think you can say that Colorado, you know exactly what they're going to be right now. They're 4-1. Kansas State comes up next. That's at home, Carl. They're the 20th ranked Wildcats.
Yeah.
But I still think, you know, they're relevant. I mean, just the fact that Deion is there has made this thing, which was the worst one, arguably, hands down, the worst of then Power Five, to now something you want to watch and gets the TV numbers for a reason.
There's exciting stuff, too, going on. Shedeur Sanders can play. He's going to be a top five pick. The fact that they've won the games the way they've won them, the Baylor game was bananas, guys. I mean, overtime, they basically hit two Hail Marys. I mean, there's exciting things that happen when these guys play.
Travis Hunter is a guy I want to see
best
win the Heisman.
Best player in the country.
That's the definition of the Heisman. Let's stop making a quarterback and let's a guy who plays both ways.
Mike, how can you not give it to him if this continues?
Right.
I mean, these are the things that people are reluctant to talk about. Deion, yeah, I get it. But there's also some good football being played. Now, you know, put it in context. Beating UCF 48-21, that game was over way before that. I mean, the final score is not indicative, but I think that the thing I don't agree with Deion on, and this is where, you know, Feinbaum is, let's be honest, he's afraid that if this thing continues, he's going to have to run into him at some point. So he's being very careful. I do not agree with Deion trying to shut down the media. I just don't. I don't care if it's one media member or a columnist who said something bad. That's part of this. And now with guys getting paid, they need to get used to it too. Outside of that, Deion understands how to bring attention to his program.
Right. Now, again, I'm with Carl. Just some of the things were cringeworthy, the way he approaches some of the things in the press conference, the way he said. But that's, you know, but again, knowing Deion, and we said this last year too, you got guys who have to circle in. They just can't wait to see this guy fail. And you can address their agendas case by case. But I just do think that right now you got four wins, you won four games, you've equaled your win total from last year, and the team has been basically a doormat since 2016. So you're doing things. Now the question will be, once his son and Travis Hunter leaves, how will he be able to sustain it? That'll be a big question.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you this. I'm a man of my word, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to get on my golf cart and go read the 7-day forecast or hit my music.
See, again, these are very, this is next level inside references. You must listen for all the entire broadcast day for what Chris just said to make sense.
Coming up, we're going to talk about the Dogs. What did Carson Beck have to say? And what is Kirby saying that the Dogs need to get corrected as they continue to navigate this tough schedule that they've got? Auburn is next. It's Dukes and Bell.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.